You're listening to SBS News.
Nice spot.
Come on, don't be so shy. You weren't so shy of those photos.
This is just a short clip from one of the videos the government wants school students to see. It's the moment a high school student realises the explicit photos she sent to her boyfriend while they were dating are no longer private.
Is that you?
Jack and I took it when we were going out. Now we sent it to everyone.
According to the eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant, these scenes are playing out across the country. She's received 1,600 reports of images or videos being shared without consent. One third of those reports involve children under the age of 18. Even then, she told SBS News the issue is underreported.
There still is a lot of societal shame and sometimes guilt that's associated with the sharing of intimate images. There's still a blame culture. You know, why did you share the image in the first place? And you know, we know amongst young people that only 50% of young people speak to a trusted adult, whether it's a parent or a teacher, about a situation that goes wrong online. They may tell a peer, but they don't want to be the dauber or the snitch. So yes, a lot more needs to be done to encourage them to report because help is available. They don't have to suffer in silence.
With the issue so prevalent in young Australians, the eSafety Commissioner is releasing that video and a raft of other materials, including lesson plans, to schools. With the sharing of sexually explicit material of children being an illegal practice, the materials were put together with the help of the Australian Federal Police. The Commissioner says while some schools are tackling the issue of sexting well, others are lagging behind.
This is available on the esafety.gov.au website right now. It's available for all schools. And, you know, that's also the point here. We have a fragmented education system between states, territories, federal engagement, but also Catholics, independents, and public schools. Some schools already manage these incidents really well. Some schools simply don't have the tools to do so, and this is why we've provided this manual for schools. And it's been received really, really well.
Rachel Carey, SBS News.